transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, in this morning's gospel, in one miracle event, we learn of two great things about God. We learn about His power, and we learn about His love. We just heard the story. As he's approaching the gate of the city, he sees basically a funeral procession. He sees a woman burying her only son. And the gospel makes it a point to tell us that she was also a widow. So she was all by herself in her pain and in her grief. And it says in the gospel that Christ had compassion on her. He said, "Don't cry. Min kles." And he reached out and he touched the coffin. "Young man, get up." And the gospel says he sat up at that moment and Christ gave him to his mother. This beautiful scene, my brothers and sisters, showing the love and compassion of God. This woman who was all alone, not when Christ is in the picture. None of us are alone when Christ is in our life. The other important element that we see in this morning's gospel is the very power of God. Merely by touching the coffin and speaking, "Young man, arise," he came back to life. Now, there are three times that Christ brings people back to life in the gospel. Once with Jairus' daughter, who had just died, was still in her bed. This time, on the way to the cemetery, and the third time we were going to celebrate when we celebrate Lazarus. Each one of these events, my brothers and sisters, shows us that Jesus Christ is the Creator and all-powerful God, and that what he says he will do. But it also shows us that he is not without love. In fact, he is love. I know that many of us, all of us at one time or another, feel the pain of death. The unique pain of a mother to bury her child. In my years as a priest, I know this to be the greatest pain that I've ever witnessed in other people. But God has the power to take the pain away. Life has taught us he doesn't always bring our children back to life. But he has the power to take the pain away, to hurt the empty feeling that we have, just by speaking and touching our hearts. This is the great message in this morning's gospel. Because when the people witnessed the love and power of God, their response, my brothers and sisters, was amazing. They said, a great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people. Imagine if we were to look upon God with such joy. Imagine if we, my brothers and sisters, could look at the blessings that God gives to us every day. Not just in the tragic moments, but every day. Imagine what amazing things God could heal in our hearts. That pain the world cannot solve. Doctors cannot solve. And please, drugs and alcohol cannot solve that pain. God can heal the pain. Because he is the creator, and because he loves us. Because he has compassion on us. And he doesn't want us to be alone. So look around the church. Go ahead, look around the church. Don't look at me for a moment. Look around the church. We are here for each other. We are here to comfort each other in pain. Don't be afraid to reach out. And don't be too proud to answer the phone. Because God has visited his people. And he's come to live within our hearts and to heal us from the pain and suffering of life. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.